Hello and welcome to Up The Villa podcast. If you are new to our channel, subscribe, drop this video a like and get involved in the comment section down below. So we are so close to 8,000 subscribers. So this weekend, let's get over that line and then march on to 9,000. As admin has put on Twitter, breathe, relax, soak up all the 3 points. Ryan, what are you drinking? Because this is my first drink, because trying to get a drink in the alt end today was an absolute disaster. I'm glad the performance on the pitch was a lot better, because that's an area that needs improving. But, you know, if you've not watched it, go and watch the fan cam. Really, really good content coming straight after the game. But, you know, getting my thoughts straight after the game, I thought we were good today. I thought we were dominant with the ball. I thought we moved the ball well. Yes, at times we need to create more and the chances and everything like that. But all in all, for me, off the back of that performance, what we saw last week, absolute night and day between the two. We were composed. We hardly gave the ball away. We looked good on the ball. Boubacar Kamara boss that game. First half, he was outstanding for me. Absolute quality. And I thought, for the majority of it, Everton were chasing shadows. Ryan, what are you saying?
Yeah, fully back you. Fully back you up. It was a very enjoyable performance. Yes, there was a couple of last-ditch challenges at the death, but when don't you face last-ditch challenges when you're 2-1 up and, you know, you're holding on in injury time? So, you know, barring that, I thought we were excellent. And yeah, to back you up with Boubacar Kamara, I thought it was exactly everything that we've been crying out for the last 18 to 24 months. You know, he's a superstar, isn't he? He's a superstar for us. I really back him, you know, to really come good for us. He's hit the ground running, not easy. We've seen players come from the French league before and really struggle to adapt, but Kamara has just hit the ground running. He backed up last week's performance with another impressive performance again today. Got a few of his stats. Fouls committed, zero. You got some here. Yeah, aerial duels won, 100%. Ground duels won, 3. Touches, 88. Accurate passes, 62. The most in our team. You know, successful dribbles. He's even dribbling with the ball, lads. So he's got one there. So, just all round brilliant performance from him.
Glad you came with the stats, Ryan.
I didn't realise you was prepared.
To touch on it, but it's nice to see that everyone on this podcast comes organised and comes with the stats. So thank you for that, mate. I just want to echo his performance, because for so long we've been crying out for that number six, haven't we, to do everything that Boubacar Kamara does. But another thing that really impressed me today, his passing range was really good as well. You know, his distribution with the ball was top quality. So, Justin, how are you feeling?
Oh, over the moon, yeah. I think it was just what we all needed, wasn't it? We can all calm down now, take a breather, take a chill pill, just enjoy the week now and start the season. Started, hasn't it? Good win. I agree with you. Kamara, what a difference he makes. Just sitting in the middle of that midfield, just in front of the back four. And he's a perfect link man. He's always available when anybody needs him. You know, the two centre-halves can use him whenever they want. McGinn, Ramsey can use him, you know, Coutinho. Whenever there wasn't a ball on, they'd just turn around, there he was, acres of space, give me the ball, and I'll just keep recycling it, left, right, back to the centre-halves, give it me back again. I can move, you know, he's good enough to move forward with the ball, so he's not a static six, is he? He's not just a grinder or a clogger. He's got the lot. He's got a passing range. He's good in the air. He seems to be quite vocal as well. He was talking to people all around him. And overall, it was a very, very accomplished performance. Let's not forget, he's 22 years of age. It's ridiculous. You know, we got him on a free.
Remind me how much we pay for him again. Sorry.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, you think about it, we got him for nothing. And most of Europe, I mean, you often see this when you sign players of free, they wanted him. And it was pretty much well reported that some of the biggest clubs in Europe were after him. And you can see why now. So it was a real coup for us to get hold of him. Yeah. And as the weeks progress, it will just become an even more better signing for me. And, you know, if he's like this after 2 games, what's he going to be like after 10, 20, you know? I thought Carlos did really well as well, but obviously that's a bit of a sour note, because he looks like he, I don't want to tempt fate, but it looks like he could have a very, very serious injury. I've just been checking Twitter as we speak, and somebody's mentioned it could be a ruptured Achilles, which could be a season ender. Now, let's not jump the gun. I'm not trying to bring this down, by the way, because I'm really over the moon, but that would be a real blow to lose him for a prolonged period of time. So that's a shame. But I thought he did really well. I thought him and Mings struck up a pretty good partnership. Mings was very calm on the ball and did the nasty stuff, really, you know. And I think he was not clearing the ball when he needed to, and he was sticking his head in when he needed it to. And overall, I think it worked really well. I think the two up top worked. You know, we spoke when we did the predicted lineup, and I threw that in as a bit of a curveball at the end. Could he go back to 110, two nines? And with the five at the back, I think it did the job. It pushed them right back. It helped us control the game better. They really didn't get forward at all in that first half. I think they had one shot on target. So it helped nullify the threat, apart from set plays, which, you know, we'll come on to, I'm sure. But overall, could it have gone any better? I suppose we could have not conceded that goal straight after the second. It would have been a nice end to the game, a nice calm end to the game, apart from the frenetic end we had. But, you know, it wouldn't be Villa, would it, without a frenetic last few minutes. So it makes it even more sweeter when you get over the line, when the whistle goes, doesn't it, when it's just the one goal ahead. But overall, I'm chuffed, really chuffed.
Yeah, and one thing I wanted to have a look at straight after the game, the average position of that team, because...
Oh, here we go.
Car crash central against Bournemouth, so... Let's have a look then. So, as you can see, this looks a little bit better from what we saw the other day. So, Mick Kamara, two centre-backs, as it was against Bournemouth. But this area here looks a little bit better, a little bit closer together, forming a bit more of a triangle here. More of a focal point to the team as well. So, I felt like the positioning, and I think Gerrard spoke about the positioning in his interview after the game. So, that looks a lot better. A couple more of the stats from the game. So passes we made, 535, 469 short passes. Our average pass streak was 6. And I know that is definitely up from what it has been, because it's been around 3 before. So that is nice to see that's sort of coming up a little bit. 47% of our attacks came through the left-hand side. 23 down the middle and 30 on the right-hand side. And if you can see on this one, 17% of our chances came from outside the box, 67 inside, and 17% came from inside, sort of like the six-yard box as well. So it's a bit better, doesn't it, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, much better structure there. Was it the two changes from the game? Was it Mings and Watkins, wasn't it, that come in? You know, them two have been pretty much our spine for the last two seasons. So it made a difference today, didn't it? A big difference. Mings came back, obviously, with a point to prove. He was straight up to the Holt end, which I loved at the start of the game. The Holt end giving him a rapturous applause. So that just sets the tone, doesn't it? That just sets the tone for a good performance. He'd done the basics very well. You know, took no chances. Yeah, there's a couple of times he could have took a touch and maybe lined it in, but he played safe, and I get that. Let's rebuild his confidence. The last-ditch challenge at the end was superb, wasn't it? Him and Chambers at the death, but, you know, they're reacting to it and they're stuffing out the danger. And Watkins again, good running, lively, two assists. So he's had a very good performance. I thought he could have done better with the chance he had at the end, but, you know, I mean, he's run himself into the ground for 90 minutes, so, you know, he can let that one slide, but... I think him and Ings look good up top together, even though it would be nice to see them working more together. You look at that average position there, and I feel that there should be a bit more separation between them, work the channels a bit more. They are very alike, aren't they? They're very two strikers that are pretty much the same. One's got a bit more running power, one's a more clinical finisher. But two of them together have done a job today. And, yeah, very pleasing. Very pleasing to have that spine
like
back.
It worked well together, didn't in the end, because I felt there was a couple of times where they were all teeing up at one point. It was like coming across a six-yard box and sort of anyone was coming on the end of it. So that was pleasing that we, you know, when I put up that graphic earlier, that some of our chances are coming from inside the 18-yard box. And I think that's quite important that we are getting the cutbacks and we are creating a few chances as well. So, you know, I thought Ramsey was really good. The overloads of everybody overlapping in the second half was good as well. So I think although we only scored two goals, I think there was times where we could have scored a couple more. I think me and you were walking back to the car, Ryan, and I was like, Ings did that Bergkamp, didn't he? It came down and he flicked it and it sort of, he nearly got on the end of that. And I thought that would have been a right goal if he'd have got on the end of that. But yeah, we had Wardy on, didn't we? And last season when we did the Bournemouth sort of, Burnley, sorry. And he was saying that he's going to be at it, Ings was. And he looked good today, Ings did. He looked live. He looked like there was a goal there. And he looked a real threat. So I was really impressed with that. And it was a real nice finish from him as well. I think the one against Bournemouth at the edge of the box, I think he'd have probably looked back at that and thought, I probably should have buried that one. So it was nice to see him get a goal. And I was just pleased with the performance, pleased with the shape, pleased with the reaction. And I just think it just sets everybody down now, doesn't it? Justin, the one area of today which really, really was a worry was when that hand grenade landed in the box every time, wasn't it? Because it looked like not a Villa player wanted to go anywhere near it. But what do you think the issue is at the minute with set pieces?
I think it's just been highlighted, hasn't it? So it seems every time there's a set piece, you can almost take... I think the players can almost hear the sharp intake of breath, can't they? When it goes out for a corner, everyone goes, oh, God, you know, what's going to happen now? And I think the deliveries, to be honest, are very good into our box. I think they were last week and they were this week. You know, the set players were very, very good. And if you are winging a ball into the box, it's very hard to defend them. But overall, I thought it did look a little bit last ditch because quite a few times there were like bodies just getting thrown at the ball. But ultimately, that's what your defenders are for. And if you can't win the first ball and if they get a flick on, then it does look a bit Keystone Cops-ish, doesn't it? Because once that flick on happens, everybody's like, where's the ball gone? Where's the ball gone? Everybody's trying to react to it. And they're trying to react to it as quickly as we are. So you just got to hope that we get a player to the ball before they do. And so it does look very all over the shop. And then I thought the last sort of 15, 20 minutes when Martinez decided to start coming for them more, it was a lot calmer because it was like he came and took about three or four right at the end, which really took the pressure off. But I thought overall they dealt with them okay. I think a couple of half chances came off, a lot of deflected efforts, but it's very difficult, isn't it, when the ball's getting wanged into the box quite a lot and you know, the quality was decent as well. And we didn't concede off a corner, they've got to work on, I think.
I was just about to say this. When, you know, Leicester last season were absolutely shocking at set pieces, weren't they? And when you get that name for yourself of being like a team that concede from set pieces, at least today, if we go a couple of games now without conceding off one, it sort of takes that pressure away from those set pieces, doesn't it? So I think having Mings back allowed us to deal with them a little bit better aerially. I thought it was just a good performance. It's great to come back on here and sort of talk about a Villa victory after the week we've had, because it has been pretty, pretty negative, hasn't it? Does anyone else want to add anything before we wrap up?
I thought the retaining of possession was very good as well. It's not easy to say, you know, to convert between a counter-attacking team to a possession team. It takes time. And I thought today, I think me and you were saying it, weren't we, Luke, on the way back, it was a 90-minute performance. It weren't like we held the ball, you know, we were possession-based for 45 and then we were struggling for the 45 after that, or we didn't turn up for the first 45 and only turned up for the second. It was our first all-round 90-minute performance. And I think as a fan base, we might have to shift our mentality a bit, you know, be a bit more patient. There's quite a lot of times where we want blood straight away. But I think we've just got to trust in this possession and this style and know that, you know, eventually when the chance comes and when we do thread that ball through the eye of the needle and when we're in on goal, we're going to take that chance, just like Danny Ings did today. And we just continue to dominate possession after that as well. It's not like we're a counter-attacking team and then when we score, we shift mentality and we won't counter-attack and we'll be defensive. It's just pure total football that we want in it. You know, we want to be able just to be calm, be assured, know what we're doing. And I thought that was a very, very pleasing aspect of today's performance.
Yeah, and it's important that Villa Park becomes a fortress this season where it's very difficult to come and play. And I think if that's a marker of the home form, I think it's a good base to build on. Justin, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, I was just going to quickly touch on the Coutinho-Buendia debate. I had quite a few people around by me muttering their breath about Coutinho. Oh, he's not very good. Oh, look at him. He's going, oh, yeah. And I've seen a lot of it on Twitter as well. I know Twitter's not a great place to take in a voice from, but I think he didn't have a great game today. I thought he was okay first half. But, you know, like I said at the start of the season, we're evolving into a squad. You know, we're not a first 11, we're a squad. And there's going to be games where players start and they just don't have an impact for whatever reason. That's why you've got subs. That's why, you know, when Deer came on and he looked really sharp, nice little cameo from him, got the goal as well. And he might start next week and hopefully Coutinho's not injured. And it might be that he's quiet next week and Coutinho has to come off the bench and have an impact. I think we've got to get away as a fan base from this trying to find a scapegoat every week. It's ridiculous. You know, some players, they're not going to be brilliant every week. They're going to have good games, bad games. They're going to be in, they're going to be out. They're going to be scoring one week, not scoring the next. But that's what you have a squad for. So try not to be too down on any players that aren't up to it or don't have a great game, because next week they could be scoring the winner in the top corner. You know, that's what football's all about, isn't it? We're a squad base now, and I just think we should just get behind everybody.
Well, I mean, we're a squad and we're bringing on Leon Bailey and Emi Buendia and, you know, it's a nice position
it's
to
not
be.
Bad, isn't it? It's not bad, is it?
Yeah. It's not bad at all.
You know, I think Buendia, you know, we all know his class, don't we? Absolutely class. And to be fair, I think he's stamped a claim on that position now, hasn't he, for the next game? So
that's what it's for, though, isn't it? You come off the bench and you don't want to be on the bench. He wants to play every week. So, okay, got my chance now. I thought just after half-time, it looked like Coutinho was carrying a bit of a knock. He didn't look too happy and he didn't last that much long and he come off. But it's not Coutinho versus Buendia. They're not, you know, on different teams. We're on the same team here. And if one doesn't quite have a great game, then you've got Buendia. You know, just be grateful we've got two absolutely quality number 10s. You know, 5 or 6 years ago, we didn't have either of them. So what a position to be in.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So we'll end it there then. Nice Up the Villa podcast win. First win of the season. Love it. Be sure to go and check out the fan cam that we've already done. And we'll have an episode out for the player ratings as well. After this episode as well. So be sure to check it out. Subscribe to the channel. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.